It's interesting that most of us, you know, you think about what injuries could have happened down the stretch of that game yesterday, and the one everybody thinks of first is Jay Cutler, yet of their marquee players, he likely is the one you trust the least in a big game. I still don't trust this guy, Hub.
Well, I agree with that, but I think the reason there was so much focus on it, yes, is because the beating he was taking.
I cringed every time he hit the ground, Hub.
Had Peppers or Urlacher gotten hurt, you would have said, "Oh my God, the season's over." But it would have been, you know, just kind of a fluke thing on the play, the way most injuries are. In the case of Cutler, you had him in harm's way. But I don't want to go there. I give Lovie Smith credit. He did what I think he should have done. He took the chance. He got away with it. But to your point, well, the two picks were probably the difference in the game. You know, I mean, he was the old Jay Cutler again. He had a 43-point-something passer rating. Now, the Packers do that to everybody in the NFL. It doesn't write off all the good that Jay Cutler has done in the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. I think he's progressed tremendously. But, yeah, you know, here's the point you could probably make is that he's never been in the playoffs before. Yesterday was the closest to a playoff game, playoff atmosphere he's ever been, and you saw what happened. But I'm not going to write him off because it happened against a defense that will do that to a lot of guys.